bio jokes?
Yeah.
Okay, so today's very exciting. We're actually going to start the first Mishnah of Masechta.
Yay.
I know Rachel's been antsy for a while. Start, right? Okay, so let's take a look at the first Mishnah in Shabbos. And we're going to read this Mishnah already knowing that the Mishnah 9 Gimel, which are first the Lamed Tes Melachos, lists the Lamed Tes Melachos Keseder, starting with the Sidur de Pas, and starting with the Melachos that involve baking. And the very last Mishnah, the very last Melacha on the list on Ayin Gimel, is the Melacha of Hotzah. After the Mishnah lists Makah B'Patish, which Rashi notes is Hu Gemar Kol Melacha, the end of every Melacha, the final activity, is always a Gemar Melacha, which is the Isra Makah B'Patish. So after the last Melacha, so the Mishnah lists the Lamed Test Melacha, which is Hamotzi Mirshus L'Rishus. Hare Eilu Avos Melachos Arbam Chaser Achas. So here in the Mishnah 9 Gimel, Hotzah is reserved for the very end. And yet the Masechta of Shabbos starts the very first Mishnah of Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. So Tosus is puzzled by the inverted order of the Masechta. And Q, what does Tosus suggest?
He has a few answers. One, just, you know, things are out of order sometimes.
Yeah.
Number one is because it's chaviva, because we learn a lot of things from it.
Good.
And the last one is because hotzah needs to be taught first because it's a malacha grua.
It's a malacha grua. Now, first of all, it may be a safe bet to say that a controlling majority of Masechet Shabbos deals with malacha hotzah. Hamotziyayin, bama isha yotze, bama behema yotze, hamatznia, hazorik, all these prakim deal with malacha Shabbos. So the bulk of the Masechet seems to deal with a malacha that's grua, according to this last answer of Tosos. Okay, so I guess Tosos' point is what? That the Gemara inverted it because the malacha grua, so you wouldn't take it seriously? So the Gemara is trying to tell you, oh, take it seriously, it's a real malacha. Is that how you understood? Tosos?
Initially, possibly.
That's what it means, probably. At least on the surface, that's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other evidence that Hotzah is a malacha grua, other than that it's first in the Gemara and last in the Mishnah 9 Gimel?
40% of the Masechta.
What?
40% of the
Masechta. Tosus points out you need two different psukim to learn out Hotzah. What are the two psukim and where do they come from? So where is that? Which Gemara quotes that? Gemara in Shabbos and Sadi Velma Beis. So therefore you know that you can't carry on Shabbos. What's the other source? That we quote? Excellent. Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. Now the Pasuk, the Pashup Shad on the Pasuk of Al Yetze is really referring to which Isser?
Leaving
a Tchum. Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. You shouldn't leave your town or your place. And then Chazal understand Al Yetze Al Yotzi or Al Yetze B'Chefetz. You shouldn't leave carrying something. So the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Yud Zayin learns out an Isser of Hotzah from Al Yetze, and the Gemara in Tzadi Vavim based in Shabbos learns out an Isser of carrying from Vayichali Ha'ami Lahavi. So that in itself is strange. Why do you need two separate psukim to tell you one Isser of Hotzah? So Tosa says, ah, it's a Macha Gruahi. Okay. Do any of the other Lamatas Malachos have a pasuk telling you that they're Aser? Okay. Okay, just Havara. Just burning or setting a fire on Shabbos. None of the other malachos have a separate xeris hakasuv.
I know we use it to teach other things, but do we not consider the chayish vakatzir tishvat as teaching those malachot? I know it's like a drasha.
We use it for chiluk malachos, right? I don't think so. We'll have to see the Gemara in Klal Gadol, see if they use those malachot. I don't think any other malachos have xeris hakasuv that tell you these are aser. Primarily, they're learned out either from the Mishkan or from, I guess, Chazal tried to reconstruct them from Gzeres HaKasev, we'll see on Daf Mem Tes. But none of the other Malachos have Gzeres HaKasev. Hotzah has two. In addition to that, what's another source for Hotzah?
The one in Yirmiyah.
Okay, before you get to the Psukim,
another.
Independent of the Psukim.
The Mishkan.
How do you know that?
The
Gemara on Daf Mem Tes, right? The Gemara on Daf Mem Tes explains, on Testament days, that there's a lot of carrying from one wagon to another wagon, from one porch to another porch. So you have three sources. You have the Mishkan, then you have two separate Pesukim, Vayichal Ha'am Milahavi and Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo. While all the other Malachos are just learned out from the Mishkan. Okay, so those are something strange about the source or something strange about the presentation. What else does Tosfos point to in Daf Bei Zimun Aleph? There's one other anomaly with Malachas Hotzah.
Unnecessary number of cases that are brought forward.
Okay, specifically what?
We need to delineate both an Ani and an Ash and a Balabais.
The fact that you need, well, those might be two separate points. The fact, right, that the Mishnah, I mean, that the Mishnah itself tells you Ani and Ashir?
No, not the people themselves, but the fact that we need to know both the Ani doing it and the Ashir doing it.
So why is that a Chiddush?
Because we could have learned out one from the other.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's like another manifestation of Malacha Gruhi, that Ein Lechabo Lechidusha. I mean, I think that's Tosa's answer, though, to why you need two psukim. Right?
Right. But it could also be another complication of...
Okay, yeah. That's good. But something just else that Tosa's points to, how it breaks the rules of normal Malachos.
Yeah, there's both psukim, and then we also have a Svara for Achnasa.
Okay, the Svara for Achnasa, but also that the Gemara assumes that you need both the Av and the Tolda to have been in the Mishkan. Normally you assume that just the Av happened in the Mishkan, the Av Melacha. So Kosev happened in the Mishkan. Toldos of Kosev didn't have to be in the Mishkan, but we assume that there's a certain similarity. So let's say Zoreya was in the Mishkan, and then things that are similar to Zoreya are usher as Toldos by conceptual proximity. But for Hotzah, the Gemara assumes that you need the Toldos to be spelled out in the Mishkan also. But Tosfos attributes that also to Malacha Gruhi. Because the weaker Malacha, so I wouldn't have been able to derive the Toldos on my own. These are three anomalies when it comes to Hotzah in distinction to the other Malachos. And what's the Avi Avos of the problems with Hotzah? Tosfos doesn't make reference to it, which is pretty telling.
Conceptually?
Tosfos the Rush. Halachic variants. Avi Avos HaTumah. The Avi Avos HaProblems.
Doesn't apply to Yontif.
Doesn't apply to Yontif. So you have Lamentas Malachos, they're also in Shabbos, they're also in Yontif, and Hotzah is missing from the Malachos of Yom Tov. How could that be? Now that last point about it being absent from the list in Yontif is a little bit of a different point from, or it's actually more powerful of a point from the first three points Tosos made. When you just read Tosos, so you have to ask a basic question. It's a Malacha Gruhi. So you need to psukim, you need it to be in the Mishkan, but what's unclear? Jennifer, what's not clear according to Tosos? Or what's open to question? How, what do you think?
He shows like what the indicators are that it's a Malacha Gruhi. He doesn't show like what's fundamentally that it's a.
Is it fundamentally Gruhi according to Tosos?
Maybe not.
Q, what's? I think you're almost right. I'll just put my finger on it a little more directly. Q, what do you think? What's not clear from Tosos? Malacha Gruhi, the beginning of the Mesachta, two Gzeres Hakasas, Mishkan, Avos, Toldos.
I mean, it's hard to tell based on only having heard the problems with this one Malacha without so much of the other Malacha.
Okay.
But
you don't want to generalize from one instance.
Right.
Maybe all the Malachas are Gruhs.
Could be, I don't know.
They can't be Gruhs.
Well, yeah, if they're all Gruhs, then none of them will be Gruhs.
That's true. But,
What's this not? At the end of the day, I'm a Tachas-oriented person. So Tachas, Tosos, tell me.
I don't know, who cares?
What's your question exactly?
Question is from Tosos. What's not clear?
What exactly was that?
Okay, it's a malacha guruhi. So I need all these limudim. But now, tachlis, after all the limudim, after you told me that I need a chiddush for hutzah and a chiddush for achnasa and a chiddush for zorik and a chiddush for moshit, so is it a malacha guruhi? According to Tosos?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
How do you know? Maybe it's only malacha gruhi in terms of the derivation of the malacha. So I look at Hotzah and that doesn't strike me as a malacha. So Torah tells me it's a malacha, Torah tells me it's a malacha, Torah tells me it's a malacha, the Mishkan tells me it's a malacha.
He defines very clearly why it's a malacha gruhi. He says, because Mali Moti Mirshri.
Good. So I wouldn't have known it. Because Misvara, I would have said, who cares whether you're carrying something heavy or carrying something light?
No, it's not just that you would have known it, now that you have something sick and you know.
That points to something intrinsically deficient.
Because, okay, fine, you have sick and great, so now you have a source for, you have two sources, you have a source for, and then you have a source for itself. It doesn't solve the problem of what's specifically that Rishur Aram, Rishur Aram, that's not. Maybe it does point to something more
specific. So the Torah is telling me this is a malacha, just like Kotzer and Tochein.
Okay, but it's a malacha grew.
No, it's a malacha grua in terms of the derivation.
No, it's a malacha grua because of misvara. The fact that you have derivation doesn't solve it.
Is it intuitively obvious to you that zero is a number?
If not, zero is not a number.
What?
Isn't zero not a number?
No, zero is a number.
Zero is a number?
Yeah.
I knew one of those.
It's the third of, I think, Piano's postulates.
Okay.
So zero is a number. But it's not intuitively obvious that zero is a number. But it can't be a number grua. Because it's just as essential to number theory as any other numbers are. It's less intuitively obvious.
It could be a number group because it doesn't. There's no spark because there's no value to zero that makes
sense. Okay, but the point is that once you know, if you look at a mathematician and told him zero's a number garua.
I'll accept that it's full, it's a number, but I'll never understand fundamentally why zero is a number.
Okay, but my point here is that it's not necessarily it's not about the intuitive resonance or the plausibility of this being a malacha. Now that the Torah is koveh, it's a malacha, is it of a different status? So all the points that Tosus is making don't take a stand on whether it's a malacha. They're just saying, in the Havamin, I wouldn't have known it. So I need all these chidushim. But from Tosus the Rosh's point, which is where Tosus the Rosh is the one who points to the Gemara in Beitza, Tosus the Rosh's point is that it's a malacha grua. Why? Because it doesn't exist on Yom Tov. So there you have a clear indication that even the Maskana reviewing this is a malacha grua. But what does that mean, that's malacha grua? Does that mean that there's no, like Rachel was saying, that there's no svara for it being a malacha? So good, so this is not an intuitive malacha, but the Torah defines this formalistically as a malacha.
So that's, we're defining malacha grua by something that's not intuitively a malacha.
Doesn't that what it says? Mali, ayule, for what is it? What do I care whether I'm taking a heavy object from a shesayachit or shesayachit, as opposed to taking a light object from a shesayachit or shesarabim? Right? So there's no svara behind it. But I'm less responsible for violating chutzah than I am for any of the other lama tests. Okay. So I'm saying the malacha grua may just mean that it's less obvious.
Okay. And it's less obvious because it doesn't find
you. What?
And it's less obvious.
That's not what Tosa says. Tosa says it's malacha because of svara.
Okay.
And therefore the Torah needs to reinforce it. Tosa Rosh though adds, V'od Aminan, he has all the examples Tosa Springs. V'od Aminan Pirka Kama Yom Tov Eir V'Hotzal L'Shabbos V'Ein Eir V'Hotzal Yom Tov V'Hainu Taim Mishum De'Ein Achashuva Malacha B'Yom Tov D'V'Yom Tov K'siv O'Sasa Malacha. So it's considered a Malacha Gura because it doesn't apply in Yom Tov. And what's the reason it doesn't apply in Yom Tov? Because on Yom Tov it says L'Sasa Malacha. What's the, I understand, doesn't it say L'Sasa Malacha on Shabbos also? So Tosfos Rosh is already pointing to a difference in the Gzeiras HaKasev. Lo sasa malacha. So that doesn't pick out Hotza. Hotza is not just, it's not a regular malacha. So it doesn't fall under the class of malachos satisfied by lo sasa malacha. Lo sasa kol malacha with a ribui. So that includes Hotza. It's a more liberal definition of malacha. So according to this, even the maskana, it's a malacha grua. Just because Chana is giving us trouble. So the Ramban and Daf Beis is actually masupik about this point. Why do I need two? Why do I need two gzeres hakasus? So Tosa said, okay, so one of them is for hachnasa, and one of them is for hutsa. One's going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, one's for Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban's not sure about it. He goes back and forth. And he says, one time he says like Tosos, but then he says, V'yesh Omrim, D'lo tzrichi tshrei kroi l'hotza d'anyu d'bala bayis. You don't need two gzeres akasos, one for the anyu and one for the bayis, without bala bayis. She'ilu kein, hava maninan l'hu ba'avos melachos bitarti. Because then they would have had to have been two separate avos melachos, and there would have been 40 melachos. Okay, so Ramban's kind of going from extreme. He's saying, okay, so you need two psukim to tell you that there is a melacha of hotzah. Okay, it's such a chiddush. Oh, but if you say there are two psukim, then it would actually be two different avos melacha. Strange. Hotzah would be two different melachos, but then Ramban goes on. If he would have had one pasuk, Ela mishum di kasav rachman achad havamina lelav yatzas ve'ein ba misas bezin lekach shana lav kasav lehavia lichlal shar melachos. So Ramban says, not like Tosos said, I need two psukim, one to tell me achnas and one to tell me hotza. I need two psukim, one of them to tell me if there's a lav of melacha, there's an iser, but I wouldn't have known that it's an av melacha. So there's a lav of melacha, then a separate pasuk to say, oh, it's not a lav. It's one of the lamitas malachos. Kishar lamitas malachos. So it sounds that according to Ramban, once you have these two psukim, it's back in the list of the lamitas. The havamina is that it'll be different. Okay, Connie had a question. Solved your question with the Ramban? A little bit?
It's possible. I don't know. I have to think about what my question is.
Okay, fine. Q.
What about something? I don't know if the Torah explicitly says, you know, Achashri Yechol Echol Nefesh.
Maybe Hotzah is part of Had Echol Nefesh?
Well, that number one, that's possible. But number two is then, I don't know, Afiyah Melacha Gruah, this doesn't apply to Yom Tov.
No, so it seems like they're assuming that Afiyah is part of the Heter Echol Nefesh. Hotzah is a separate din of it's not considered Melacha, Losas and Losas and Melacha. It doesn't refer to Hotzah.
So it's not a matzah, it just like doesn't
never existed on Yom Tov. Okay. Look at the Gemara and Beitza for a second. Gemara and Beitza on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara's machlokes. Mar savar eruv hotzal l'shabbos ve'eruv hotzal yom tov. Mar savar eruv hotzal l'shabbos ve'ein eruv hotzal yom tov. Why? K'dichsev v'lo sotziu masam yibateichem b'yom ha'shabbos. Torah says, the pasuk in Yirmiyah that Jeremy was referring to, don't take out or don't carry something from your house b'yom ha'shabbos. Like Mar learns b'shabbos in b'yom tov lo. So here it sounds like there's a special gzeres hakasev that says on Shabbos yes and yom tov no. So gzeres hakasev telling there's no isra hotzah on Shabbos. Now the Rishonim, like the Tosa Rosh over here, seem to have read that into a fundamental difference into a distinction between isra malacha b'shabbos and isra malacha b'yom tov, which we'll discuss later. But the Gemara already seems to not base it on Heter Ochol Nefesh. What's fascinating here is a look at Rashi. Rashi the Ramaskol in Erev Hotza v'chulei. The Afagav the Iker Hotza mi v'yaviru kol b'machane in Afgalon. Gemara and Shabbos study on the base. But Yirmiyahu Pirish shelo nesra ele b'Shabbos. Yirmiyahu is explaining the Torah. Why was Hotza only asra on Shabbos? Mishum hachi kasharu. Aval shchita. Shehi av melacha, ubechlal lo sase kol melacha hi. Em lacha afil lebeis hilal lemhutcho letzorech lo hutcho shelo letzorech. Wow. So Rashi says, what's the difference between let's say hotza and shchita? Ba yirmiyo pire shelo nesra el b'shabes mishum hachi kasharu. It's not asar yom tov. What's the difference? Aval shchita shehi av melacha ubechlal lo sase kol melacha hi. So then I would never say that it's mutter. What did Rashi just do? How did Rashi contrast hotzah with shchita?
Hotzah is generally permissible, but on Shabbos it's forbidden. The melachot are generally forbidden, but on Yom Tov they're permitted.
What's his contrast with Shechita?
It's not.
Shechita, he av milacha, v'chlal os asa kol milacha hi.
As opposed to
Hotzah. Wait a second. What does that mean, opposed to Hotzah? Hotzah is on my list in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel.
But not every milacha for
favor, definitely. Okay, so Rashi says, Shechita is an av milacha, and it's v'chlal os asa kol milacha. Lafuke Hotzah. Hotzah is not, quote, in av melacha uvechla lo sasa kol melacha, end quote. So is Rashi saying that Hotzah is not part of the Isra lo sasa kol melacha? On Shabbos even? Chana, what do you think? What?
I don't know.
Did you see Rashi?
No.
Okay. Rachel, what do you think?
Who
were your question? According to Rashi, would you say that Hotzah is bechlal the iser of los asa kol melacha on Shabbos?
No.
No. Jeremy?
That seems to be what he's saying, but that's almost impossible to
it's
say.
Crazy. Even the Tosafot Rosh didn't go that far.
Right.
What did Tosafot Rosh say?
It's not lotas and melacha.
It's not lotas and melacha. Rashi's saying that Hotzah is not bechlal los asa kol melacha. Of Shabbos even. Does that make sense to you, Rachel? It's malacha gruhi, okay, but at least it's a malacha. Rashi is saying, what does it mean that it's not bechlal the general isra of osasa kol malacha?
He's definitely not talking kavam in the stage.
Doesn't seem like it, because we pask in any irva otzal the yom tov. So what's going on here? What does this Rashi mean? What does he mean that Hotzah is not bechlal osasa kol malacha even? One more source, the Ritva in Yuma. The Gemara there says, what happens when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So are you allowed to send the Sayer La'azazel? Right, they would take the Seer from the Beis HaMikdash and they would walk it off, they would throw it off one of the cliffs. It would be Doche La'azazel. So isn't that an Isra of Hotzah maybe? You're taking it from the Beis HaMikdash through the Midbar. So the Gemara says, Iti Afilu B'Shabbos. Gemara and Samach Vav based in Yuma. Now even on Shabbos, you're allowed to push it off the cliff. You're allowed to send it away. I guess Iti means timely, and the Rishonim say Milashon Ace, right? So even on Shabbos, you're allowed to send it away. So the Ritva says, well, the Gemara only brought Gzeres HaKasuv for when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. The implication is that on a regular Yom Kippur, it's assumed that it's Mutter. Why isn't there a regular Isra Hotzah on a regular Yom Kippur? So the Ritva says what? Anybody see it? So I'll read you the Ritva. Amazing Ritva. Pirish, midit starich kral mishri holachaso shel soyer ke shechol yos b'shabes. Mechadav yom ha-kipurim da'alma leke iser hotzah. Sounds like there's no iser hotzah in a regular Yom Kippur. Di'i lo mali yom ha-kipurim da'alma mali yom ha-kipurim shechol yos b'shabes. Vim tomar v'hab yom ha-kipurim ksiv le'sasa kom b'lacha. Yom Kippur has the same formulation of Isra Melacha of Losasa Kol Melacha. Yishlemar de Hotzah Alav Mi Melacha Nafta Afilu B'Shabbos. Maybe Hotzah is not learnt out from Losasa Kol Melacha even on a regular Shabbos. Elam Yichsev Ayechali Ha'amil Havi O Me'al Yetze Ish Al Yotzi Kiri Priyashinu B'Per Kamad Shabbos. Well, so Ritva just said that Hotzah is not learnt out from Losasa Kol Melacha. Has a special gzeres hakasuv, like the Ramban said in his Havamina. The Ramban said, had we had only of one gzeres hakasuv, we would have said that it's not one of the lamentas melachos. So here you have 38 melachos. It would seem that are bechlal lo sase kol melacha, then one melacha that's learned out separately. It's a big chiddush, I would say. So what's going on with the Rishonim? What's the difference between learning a malacha or having this category of losasa kol malacha as opposed to saying that there's a separate gzeres hakasuv that's telling me a specific iser with respect to malachas hotzah? So in order to understand this question, so we have to look at the general mechayiv of what the lamentas malachos are. So here I turn your attention to the Gemara on the Mishnah first on the beginning of Klal Gadol. where the Mishnah and Daf Samach Zayinu base distinguishes between two different levels of Shigya Shabbos. Okay. Kol Gadol Amar B'Shabbos, Kol HaShocheach Iker Shabbos, V'Yasa Malachos Harbi B'Shabbosos Harbi, Eino Chayev Elachatas Achas. If I have, this is what Chana pointed out last week, if I have Shigya Shabbos, I forget about the concept of Shabbos, I'm only Chayev per every Shabbos that I'm Mechalel, regardless of how many Avos Malachos I did. If I'm Yodea Iker Shabbos, I know the concept of Shabbos, but I have Shigigas Malachos, I forget that there's an Isser of each Malacha, so then I'm Chai for Kol Malacha Malacha. How could that be? Sometimes you're Chai for Chilo Shabbos Beshogeg, you're Chai one Chatas, and sometimes you're Chai of Lamentas Chataos. Why is that? Well, are you violating one Isser? Let's say you do 39 Malachos. So sometimes you'll be chayav one, sometimes you'll be chayav per each malacha. What, it's like a variable iser? Sometimes you're violating one iser Shabbos, and sometimes you're violating 39 iser? The Gemara on Samich, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, yes, somewhere around like 15 lines down. The line is Amar Mar. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Shabbos also Stein Behelam Echad Chayva Kol Achas Vachas Mashain Kim Bishar Mitzvos. Shabbos is more Chomer than the other Mitzvos. Why? Because on Shabbos, if you do 39 Malachos with one Halama, with one forgetting, so you're Chayv for each Malacha, Mashain Kim Bishar Mitzvos. So Gemara says that doesn't make sense. If you do two distinct avos malachos, so then you're chayav two chatos. To kavaso gabi shar mitzvos, achal chelev v'dam. Right, that's the same thing. But every other mitzvah, I eat chelev, then I eat dam. In one halama, I forget about chelev and dam, so I'm chayav shtayim. So on Shabbos, I forgot about tchina and ktsira. I'm chayav shtayim. They're identical. And if the Gemara, if the Braisa meant if the Braisa meant that I did Ketzirot u Ketzira, then Hachachad Mechayev, Hachachad Mechayev. If the Braisa meant I did Ketziru Ketzira, then it's like eating Chalev twice. If I eat Chalev twice, I'm only Chayev once, because I did one Isser, one Shem Isser. So you understand, how is Shabbos more Chamor than the other mitzvos? The Gemara says, Shabbos is more Chamor, because if you do 39 Malachos, you're Chayev for each one. So the Gemara says, if you meant Ketziru Techina, then of course you're Chayev per each one. If we did Ketziru Ketziru, then of course you're only Chayev once. So what's the Chumrah of Shabbos? Now, before we get to the Gemara's Maskana, what's clear in the Gemara?
Chumrah of Shabbos.
Okay, it's the Chumrah of Shabbos, fine.
There's a clear Chiluk in the Malachos.
Okay, it's the Chiluk Malachos. What do you mean clear Chiluk?
That they're distinct from each other.
Why?
Because it compares it to Damata.
The Gemara compares each Malacha, is that what you're saying, Rachel?
Yeah.
That's the extension of what you're saying. The Gemara compares each Malacha, or the different Malachos, to Chelev and Dam. Chelev and Dam are two distinct Yisurim in the Torah. So if I violate Chelev and Dam, Chayev Shtayim. If I violate Ketzira and Techina, Chayev Shtayim. They're two distinct Shemos. There's a parallel Braisa on Sanhedrin. Rashi there says, yeah, because Chelev and Dam are Shemos, are Shnei Shemos. Rashi and Samach Beis, Rashi on Pei Beis, I believe. Pei Beis or Samach Beis? Rashi and Samach Beis and Beis. Because they're Shnei Shemos. Ketziru Techina, Deika Shemos Muchlakim, Umishum Hachi Chayev Shtayim. So Gemara's Medame, each Malacha to a separate Shemos.
I have a question about that. I'm not so familiar with the term Shemot, but it came up a lot, and A lot of Rishonim didn't use the term shame. Oh. Is there a distinction to whether it is a shame or
yes,
a goofy?
Yes, that's what we're going to talk about right now.
Okay.
So two distinct shamos means that there are two different isurim in the Torah. Chelev is one isur, dam is another isur. Before we get to Rashi, you look at the Gemara on Daf Samaches Amebez. Here you have a Braisa, which gives us another indication, perhaps an opposite indication about the relationship between the Malachos to other Yisurim in the Torah. We have also about like 15 lines down. Second to last word in the line is Ketzad. In the middle of the, like, I guess, two-thirds of the way down that first Tosfos on Samach Hasan Beis. Ketzad, Tinok Shenishba Levein HaNachrim. Let's say you have a child who is brought up amongst non-Jews. V'ger Sheniskayer Bein HaNachrim. Or a ger who converted amongst non-Jews. It's a big shaila. How do you have a ger who is Niskayer between non-Jews? Who is the Bezdin who was Megayer him? This is one of the important Gemara's. Like, do you need... What kind of Bezdin do you need? Could you have a ger where there was nobody who informed... How did he not know about mitzvos? Then you need to be modiah him mitzvos. This is an important Gemara. So you have a ger Sheniskayer Bein HaNachrim. However that happens. V'asa Malachos Harbi B'Shabbosos Harbi. Eino chayev alachat asachas. You only chayev once for all the isurim that you did. V'chayev al adam achas, v'al achelev achas. And then you're chayev for all the chelev that he ate, and you're chayev for all the dam that he ate. Each one independently, you're chayev per all the chelevs and per all the dams. So chayev once for all the chelevs, once for all the dams. Good. So doesn't it seem here that the Gemara is equating all the shabbosim that you're mechalel with chelev independently? And all the Shabbosim that you're mechalel with dam independently. So while the Gemara on Samech Ches compares each Shabbos with chelev, or each Shabbos with dam, the Gemara on Ayin Beis Mebeis is comparing each specific melacha with chelev and dam. So the Gemaras themselves already give us opposite indications about the individuation or the distinct shame isser of each melacha. Yeah. Tosos on Daf Samech Ches Mebeis brings out this question. Second to last Tosos, Tir Maskav Chayv Al Adam Achas. Q, did you see it?
No, I didn't get up there.
Jeremy, you see it?
No.
Okay, so Tosos says, Ava Afal Gav Demilza Depshita Hid Akol Masha Ochal Da Aminu Chayv Al Achas. Isn't it obvious that you're only going to be chayv once for all the dam that you ate, because dam is one shame isser. Kivan she'ein b'dam chilek isser kimo she'yesh b'shabbos chilek melachos. Meaning, Tosas is asking, at least with respect to Shabbos, this price is a chiddush, that you're chayv once for all the Shabbosim, because I would have thought that you're chayv al kol melacha melacha. So the price is being mechadish that I'm chayv once. But with dam, what's the chiddush? Of course you're only chayv once for all the dam that you ate. Okay, so Tosas is already highlighting this problem. We'll get to Tosas' answer in a minute. But either way, the Gemara is equating them to different things. So Rashi in Sanhedrin explains that each melacha is a shame bifnei atzma, shame iser. What does Rashi in Shabbos line beis and beis do? Rashi is your master of chelav v'dam. Rashi says that chelav and dam are gufin b'chalakim. They're different objects. So this is striking. A, it's an internal stira in Rashi. Rashi and Sanhedrin said they're shemos mechlakim. Rashi and Shabbos says that it's gufin mechlakim. B, chelev and dam are more than gufin mechlakim. They're actually shemos mechlakim, which is a stronger distinction. So, for example, gufin mechlakim is the Mishnah gives the example of someone who's boel two different nidos. So, because they're gufin mechlakim, you're chayv al kol achas v'achas. It's the same shame isser, but different entities. Yeah. Now, there's a bit of an ambiguity, because there, gufin refers to an actual body. Here, gufin refers to, Rashi seems to refer it to each malacha. Yeah. Each malacha is a separate guf.
Couldn't you have two shemot and one guf? Let's say you have somebody who's a
nida to a kohen gadol, a nida beula to a kohen gadol. Yeah, they're two different isurim with one guf.
Yeah.
And you're chayev shtayim.
Yeah.
So why does Rashi here go for the weaker distinction? So the chora, what you see from Rashi, is that Rashi didn't like the fact that the Gemara is equating each melacha to a separate shame isser in the Torah. It's inconceivable. There's one isser of Shabbos, lamitas melachos. There's sometimes you're chayev 39 distinct chiyuvim. So that's because they're gufin muchlakim. They're different instantiations of the same isser. But it's still a stira in Rashi. According to Sanhedrin, it's not that the lamatas malachos are different instantiations of the same isser. It's not like nida A, nida B, nida C, v'chulei. It's like Chelev and Dam. Chelev, Dam, Avodah Zara, each one's independent. So Rashi here is tempering the distinction between the different malachos. One Shemis, there are 39 different individuations. The Aruch Laner in Sanhedrin is very bothered by that Rashi. How could you compare it to Chelev and Dam? It's one Isser, Vlosasa Kol Malacha. So he tries to temper the analogy in a different way. Anybody see the Aruch Laner? What does he say?
Dam and Chelev are really one.
Ah, so maybe Chelev and Dam is really one Isser. Because the Torah combined, the Torah says, Kol Chelev and Kol Dam lo sochal. Or lo sochlu. Says, yeah, it's true that Chelev and Dam generally are referred to as two separate Shemos Isser. Maybe the Gemara thought that because they're together in a Pasuk, so it's really one unified Isser. Just like the Malachos of Shabbos are unified. So he's also struggling with this definition of the Lamatas Malachos. In the end, so the Gemara ends up equating the Melachos on Shabbos, or the Gemara said Chomer b'Shabbos. So the Gemara left it b'tzarachian, right? If it's Chelev v'Chelev, so you're Chayev once. If it's Chelev v'Dam, of course you're Chayev once. So what's, why is Shabbos more Chomer than other Melachos? So the Gemara says, no, it means, what does it mean? Ma ma she'enkim b'shar mitzvos, avodah zara. V'chud Rabbi Yami, damar Rabbi Yami, zibeich v'kitev v'nisech b'halam achas, eno Chayev elo achas. If you worship avodah zara in 10 different ways, in one halama, so you're only Chayev once. The Gemara says that's the analogous case to Shabbos, because it's one Isra Avodah Zara with different maisim, different ways of performing it, and yet in Avodah Zara we view it as one Isra, and Shabbos we view it as 39 different chiyuvim. But the Gemara is never rejecting its analogy to Chelev and Dam. The Gemara is saying that Shabbos is doma to Chelev and Dam, but at the same time it's more chamor than Avodah Zara. And Avodah Zarah Yechayev once for a similar construction, and Shabbos Yechayev 39 times. Good. So we have three different models right now for the Malachos, the Lamatas Malachos. One model is Rashi Sanhedrin, Shemos Muchlakim. Seems to be the Pashut explanation also of the Gemara on Ayin Mebez. On the Gemara of Ayin Bez Mebez. The other model is Gufen Muchlakim. There's one Shem Isser, but 39 distinct manifestations of that Isser. That's Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara 9 Beis and Beis. There's another way of something in between those two, and that you get a little bit from Tosos, which we mentioned a second. Tosos and Samaches and Beis. Let's go back to that Tosos for a second. Tosos and Masu V'chayiv. What does Tosos compare the Malachos of Shabbos to? Remember, Tosos was saying, why? The Chiddush here is that on Shabbos you're Chayev once. If you're Shochech Iker Shabbos. Or if you're Gershon Iskar Ben Anachrim. What's the Chiddush by Dam? Of course by Dam you're Chayev once. For Gershon Iskar Ben Anachrim. Tosos says there is a Chiddush. Rachel, what's the Chiddush? See it? So this is the second to last line. In the Mishnah in Krisos, which the Gemara quotes here also on, the Gemara alludes to it, and daf ayin aleph amar aleph from the second wide line, are you chayiv different chiyuve chato? Are you chayiv distinct chatos for tamchuyin muchlakim? Rashi there, Rashi in ayin aleph amar aleph. The four lines from the bottom, Dir Maskel Shnei Tamchuyim, explains that Tamchuyim are Shnei Minei Tavshil Echad Saldi Ve'echad Shaluk. That let's say you ate Chelev that's cooked and Chelev that's pickled. So Rashi says you might, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're Chayiv Shnayim. Meaning sometimes there's an artificial way of dividing Chiyuvim. Shemos means that the Torah divides them as distinct Yisurim. Gufin means that they're different entities. Tamchuyin muchlakin means that there's something artificial about the way they're prepared. So when it comes to chelev, so if you eat pickled chelev and cooked chelev, So you're chayav shnayim because the way they're prepared. So that's what Tosa says on Samachesam base. Just like on Shabbos, my havaminos that I would have been chayiv lametes melachos, and the maskana is that I'm chayiv achas for gershon iskayer. So too for dam, the havamin is that I would have been chayiv for dam of each tamchoy. If I ate dam of one variety and dam of another variety, even though it's one shem iser, but they're tamchoy and mechlokim, they taste different or they're prepared differently. So then I would have thought that I'm chayiv a kol achas v'achas. The chiddush is gershon iskayer, you're only chayiv once. But Tosus is equating the different melachos of Shabbos with tamchuy and muchlagim. I mean, it's just a variety of the ma'is avera. There's one classification of Isser in the Torah. Rabbi Nachmanah also, it's tucked away in Daf Ayin Aleph from Med Aleph, Rabbi Nachmanah also equates the different melachos with tamchuy and muchlagim, which seems once again to be an artificial distinction. I don't have the same Tzuras Adaf as anybody else here, because I have a new Vagshal Gemara. But so I don't know what your Rabbi Nachmanah looks like, but Rabbi Nachmanah there says, V'hine achal beiz zeisei chela b'tam chui echad b'helem echad k'shigigah Shabbos v'zodon melachos. Eating from one tam chui is like shigigah Shabbos, you're chayiv once. Be'beiz tam chuyin, if you eat from two different tam chuyin, let's say one's pickled and one's cooked, so chayiv shtayim k'zodon Shabbos v'shigigah melachos. Shigigah melachos, i.e. where you're chayiv akol melacha melacha, is like tam chuyin muchlakim. So this is a third model for how you're chayiv for all the distinct shameless iser, how you're chayiv 39 times for one shame iser. The problem is that this is all according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says you're chayiv for tamchui and muchlakim. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua? The Rambam paskins against Rabbi Yeshua. So the category which, let's say, Tosos seems to equate, or Tosos seems to classify the Lamedes Melachos in Rabbi Nachmanah and Ayin Aleph, classifies the Melachos in, doesn't exist according to the Rambam. Good. Those are three different models of the Isra Melacha. But how do we account for the fact that sometimes you're chayiv achas, and sometimes you're chayiv lametes times? How do we account for that? Gabe, what do you think? What would you suggest?
So I mean, the Gemara that we flagged on Ayin Tes talks about the difference between in your das, whether you're a das. What was your mistake? Was your mistake that you didn't know?
So if I made a mistake about Shabbos, I'm chayiv for each Shabbos. If I made a mistake, I'm chayiv for Shabbos. So why is that?
And there's kind of a machshavas aspect to it, but right, it's about kind of being aware of the machshavah that you're doing. So if kind of, or being aware of the transgression that you're doing specifically by Shabbos. So if it's a question of like being aware of being over in each machshavah, then you're kind of for the machshavah of transgressing each machshavah. But if you're
this is a case of shogeg. Then you forgot about every malacha. If I forgot about kosev and I did a samchai for kosev, forgot about.
That's the same machshavah doesn't.
Right, I'm doing it b'meizid. Right. Chana, what do you think? This was your question on Sunday.
Right, I guess.
So you're held responsible for its solution.
I think if you like know it's Shabbat in the sense that you do something like tchumin or something like else that or a law that's not one of the isim like one of Abu Malchut, then you clearly are acknowledging it's actually Shabbat. So then you'd be chayav for every single Abu Malchut that you're doing. But if you don't do anything at all, then you're not. Then it's like Shigash Shabbat.
Clever. Meaning, if you know it's Shabbos, if you know about, you know, let's say you didn't know, but you didn't know this is Aser. I mean, you know it's Shabbos, you know it's the cause of Shabbos, but you didn't know Kotzer, Tochein, or Aser. It's not more intentional.
Right, but I think Shigash Shabbat is like you don't know what day Shabbat is, like you don't know anything about it. But this is like you know it is Shabbos, you just don't know the Malachos.
Right, but you don't know these Malachos are Aser, so it's not intentional.
Right.
I mean, it's totally natural for someone to think that it's mutter to text on Shabbos. I mean,
right. That's shigat malacha, right? Like, as
then you're chayav a kol achas v'achas.
Right, you're chayav like shogeg.
You're chayav a chatas for every single one.
Right,
because
you're chayav
a chatas for shogeg. We're only talking about shogeg.
Right, so in that case, then, because you know, I guess as opposed to a case where you don't even know it's Shabbat at all, like, you have no concept of concept of, or you don't know, either you don't know what day Shabbat is, or no concept of Shabbat, and then you're only chayav for like forgetting Shabbat. They don't distinguish between the different halachot that you forgot.
Yes, I think what you're saying is that it depends, similar to what Gabe was saying, that you're chayav achatas for what you forgot. I mean, you're chayav on the shkaga. So if my shkaga is not knowing Shabbos, so my shkaga is mechayav me one. If my shkaga is not knowing all lametas melachos, then there are 39 distinct shkagas. So let me push back on that. I'm just asking the Gemara in Sama Chesam Beis said, a gershin is chayav bin anachrim is chayav for every shem iser. So here's a guy, didn't know about Judaism. Somehow he's Megayer. Okay? So do you think that his shkaga is every Isser in the Torah? Or do you think his shkaga is not knowing about Judaism?
I mean, I would say that it's a different case about like Yer and every mitzvah in the Torah than Shabbat, because Shabbat there is this concept of like Otesai Kol Machot, so.
Okay. So that's already a different rationale. Are you telling me that it depends on what your shkaga was? So this person, let's say I never learned Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam. So I have a shkaga that I never picked up that Sefer. I was in the sky of Bina Nachum, I didn't know anything about Judaism. So my shkaga is not knowing this concept of Kol Torah Kula. Are you saying no? Shkagos could only be topes, they could only latch on to actual Isurim. But on Shabbos, there's also a general Isur of Los Asa Kol Malacha beyond the Lamatas Malachos.
The latter.
Okay. So just push back on the former. If it's really just an objective din in shkagos, that whenever I forget something, the Torah is mechayev me for my forgettings, then why shouldn't there be a category of forgetting Kol Torah Kula? So Tos the Rosh actually poses this question in Samach Chesam Beis. And he says, that was the Havamin of the Gemara. I mean, Tosa said the Havamin of the Gemara is that you should be chayiv dam for every tam choy. This guy, Nebuch, this Gershon, this guy, Bin Anachrim, so he's going to be, the Havamin is he should be chayiv for every variation of dam that he ate, every blood type. Kamash Malan, he's only chayiv once. Tosa Rosh says the Havamin is the exact opposite. The Havamin is, Asal Hashemina, the lo same akivan shenishba levin agoyim, al kol mitzvos lo yehe chayiv ala achas. The Havamina is that you would have thought that this Gershon Iskayer is only chayiv one chatas for the combined violation of every single Isser in the Torah. Kamash Malan, that for a shkago you could only be chayiv for actual Isurim. This amorphous category of Kol Torah Kula didn't exist. Doesn't exist l'inyan shkagos. So what are artificial halachi categories? And what are intrinsic halachic categories? Artificial categories like Kol Torah Kula don't exist. An artificial category, let's say like Macholos Asuros, all foods that are Asur. Is that a man-made halachic category? Or is that a Torah delineated category? If it's a man-made category, and it's just a matter of economy that we classify these things together, so it can't be Chayiv one Shkaga for the violation of the combined Isurim of Macholos Asuros. If something's a halachic category, the Torah says this is a category of Isurim, so then I can be Chayiv Achas. So now let's ask about Shabbos. Is our integration of Lametas Malachos an artificial construction? Torah says Lo Sasa X, Lo Sasa Y, Lo Sasa Z, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Everything in the Mishkan is a distinct Shem Isser. For the economy of language, we call this Malachos Shabbos. But the Torah doesn't recognize that category. Or no? The Torah recognizes a general category of Isser Malachos, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. So Chana is saying the latter. Okay, so why you chayiv sometimes 39 different malachos?
Because you did something on Shabbat that's not avod malacha, but it's acknowledging the Shabbat. So
why you chayiv? Let's say my argument is that Torah really you only chayiv shkagos, you only chayiv achatas if you violated some distinct halachic category.
Right. So in order to not be in order for it not to be a violation of lotes avod malacha and to actually be violating the actual avod malacha, then you have to do something that's like related to a malacha but not actually a malacha, and it's not one of the avod malachot. Does that make sense?
No, but you're doing one of the malachot. I mean, you're not be chayv, you're doing the malachot.
You do like a law related to the malachot.
Oh, so you do kotzer, tochein, zora, marakeid. So you're chayv. Lametes times.
Right.
But why?
Because
If there's really just one iser of losasa kol melacha, it shouldn't be chayav once. Achal, you're making faces.
Oh, sorry. I hear.
I mean, I'll defend what I said before, which is when I raise Malachas Machshavas, like, I don't think that's totally irrelevant, even though we're not talking about a major piece. I think that kind of the notion of Malachas Machshavas kind of means that whatever level of das you have is more important when it comes to talking about Malachas Machshavas.
But here you don't have das, you don't know that these are asr. So you're chayav 39 times.
We're still talking about like different levels of das, right? How much das you have.
I know it's Shabbos. I never learned Tilcha Shabbos, so I get up and I work my field.
No, but I mean, and the way you framed it before, it shogig is a lack of das. The fact that you didn't have more das is, I don't know, there's still some type of.
It's not a lack of das. I mean, I just never learned Malchus of Shabbos. What do you think, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm confused a little bit because right now we're saying that Shigigat Shabbat could be
chayv once.
Chayv once because of lotas el kamalacha.
And yet we say shigas malachas shechayv lamechas.
But I thought before we looked at a gemara that was trying to analyze, oh, what does that mean, shigat shabbat? And then had to dafka say, Rabbi Akiva had to come in and say what that's talking about.
So that's just how you construct the case of what shigat shabbos is.
But I thought we couldn't possibly construct a case where we say,
oh, the gemara here, no, that's why I give the gemara in Samaches and Beis gives a case of a tinok shenish rabbein agayim.
Oh, that's a separate.
That's the case, right? That's not Shiga Shabbos, but halakhically it's the case where Chayav Achas. It's just a case with less variables, so it's just much cleaner. So you don't have to come with all the constructions before about, oh, he knew, he forgot. In this case, Tinoch Shanish Rabbein Agayim, he doesn't know about Chayav once.
Why can't we just say that that's Shiga Shabbos?
What?
Why can't we just
say that? Right, I mean, that's okay. That's a kind of Shiga Shabbos, let's say, for our discussion. It doesn't seem like it's Shgaga, I don't know, he never knew, or. It's more like he didn't know then. And he knew about it and forgot, or he knows about some element of it. So what it would seem like is that there are two different dinim here of Isser Shabbos. Sometimes the Torah views the Lamentas Melachos as 39 distinct Shemos Isser. They manifest themselves each as an Isser Bifnei Atzma. And sometimes we view the Lamentas Melachos as one categorical Isser. Losasa Kol Melacha generally. The question now becomes, when do we say which? Does it depend on the mode of violation? Or does it depend on the area of halacha in which we're dealing? Do some areas of halacha latch on to, or do they recognize the broad category? And other areas of halacha, maybe they'll recognize the distinct isurim of each shem halacha. Maybe there's a difference in this regard between different models of Isser Malacha. Maybe there's a difference between Isser Malacha on Shabbos and Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. So here we have to look. We'll just begin this for a minute. We have to look at this at the makar of Chiluk Malachos. The source of individuating the different Malachos into separate Chiyuvim.
Yeah.
We can stop here. That's easier.
No. I'll stop in there. I'll get caught up.
We'll stop in a minute. All right. So here you have the Gemara in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph of Hayudeya Shehu Shabbos. I'm sorry, the Gemara in Ayin Amud Aleph, two dots at the top, first two dots on the page. Chayav al kol melacha melacha. The Gemara asks Chiluk melachos minalan. How do you know that you're chayav for each melacha individually? So the Ritva jumps in. What does the Ritva ask?
I'm trying to say, maybe why is it synopsis?
Yeah, why does the Gemara ask for a source of Chiluk Malachos? What does that mean? Why do you need a source? After all, what? Jeremy, you saw it?
They're really independent Yisurim.
Yeah, Vim Taimar, Velamali Kra. Ha'kivan de Malachos Mishunos V'chalukos Zumizu. Since all the malachos are different and distinct from each other, it's like you need chel v'dam, and there's no chav mean that you'd only be chayav once, barring the chiddush of the Aruch HaNer and Sanhedrin. So what is the answer? Rachel, do you see the answer? No, but you'd guess the answer.
Well,
so
Maskana is the same, Shem
Esther. Ah, so Maskana.
Oh,
Adarabba, keeping the shame alacha achas heim the isser kulon mishum lotasa kom alacha have like ochel chel vechel vehelam achad. Ah, no. Since the malachas are one shame isser, so you need a chedesh to tell you chilik malachos. So the Ritzvah says, I don't understand why we need a pasuk. After all, they're different shemos iser. Oh, maybe we need a pasuk because they're all the same shemos iser. So now what? So now we have a chiddush of chiluk melachos. So what does that do? Does that throw us back to the havamin of the Ritva? Or they're just saying, no, the maskana, of course, it's one shame Israel, asasa kol melacha. But there's the chiddush of chiluk melachos, that you're chayav for every melacha on its own. Meaning, what does this chiddush of chiluk melachos do? Does it break down the categories of Shabbos into 39 shemos iser, like the Ritva's havamina? Or does it retain his maskana and just say, you know what, even though it's one shame iser, there are internal distinctions?
He's got to retain the maskana. I mean, it's weird to go...
Right, it'd be weird. I think structurally it'd be weird for him to go back to, to the havamina that way. So we'll have to see. You know, just because for the Ritva, this is his reasoning. What about the other Rishonim?
Tosfot did like the opposite.
Tosfot and Kaflam Ches.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to see that. Okay, so we'll stop here. But how does Chiluk Melachos play into our understanding of Isser Melacha? And remember, this is all against the backdrop of the Rashi and Beitza and the Ritva and Yuma saying that Isser of Hutzah is not Bechlal Losasa Kol Melacha of Shabbos. What does that mean that Isser of Hutzah is not Bechlal Losasa Kol Melacha of Shabbos? Are they implicitly acknowledging that there's an Isser, there's a general Isser of Losasa Kol Melacha? And that defines the other 38 Melachos? But that's in addition to the other 38 melachos. There's a general iser. And Hotzah somehow is just not included in that general iser. How does this general iser of Losasa Kol Melacha that they seem to be referring to, how does that relate to the discussion of Chiluk Melachos that we'll see in that fine? But, let's add also that Rav Daniel Abavli, in his questions to Rav Ben Arambam, so Rav in one of the Shirashim says that I break down mitzvos based off distinct onshim. If you're punished separately for something, that's sometimes how I know that's a separate mitzvah. So Daniel Bavli writes in Shut Maisa Nisim, which are the Chuvos of Rav Ram and Siman Dalid, so he says, if that's really true, your father should have counted all Lamentas Malachos as 39 different lavin in the Torah. 39 separate mitzvos, losasai.
Take up too many.
What? Yeah, so it could just be it took up too many and it's a waste of space. Or maybe you'd say that. Maybe there's, if each malacha is a shemis or b'fnasma, then there's no general list of losasa kol malacha of Shabbos. It's losasa X, losasa Y, losasa Z. That's what we'll explore on Sunday, Meretz Hashem.
Can I re-ask Jeremy's question? The reason we're saying about Tinoch and Ishba that it's not Shida Shabbat is because it's unlikely that Tinoch and Ishba would have like known about Shabbat and forgotten it.
Well, it seems like the Brisa seems that it's like a...
Because we do, because there is a model later on that we're going to talk about... Okay.